With Kamala Harris as the presumptive Democratic nominee for the presidential race, young Democrats are feeling energized again. KUNR's Nick Stewart looked into one factor creating this energy, and he talked to two voters about how they're feeling.
Yeah, 360, when you're in the mirror, do you know what you see?
You think you just fell out of a coconut tree?
I'm so Julia.
Just about every time Gen Z opens TikTok, they see a video with clips of Kamala Harris edited together with a song off British pop artist Charlie XCX's album Brat. With its fun beats and honest lyrics, Brat is considered to be the album of the summer by much of Gen Z. Harris and this Brat theme have become an internet sensation over the last couple weeks, and it's become a huge marketing strategy for Gen Z voters. But what is Brat, and why is a politician embracing something that sounds bad? Well, Brat in this context is actually a good thing, and the younger crowds are eating it up. While Brat normally refers to a whiny child, in this case, it means youthful, fun, and a little messy. This is the meaning behind the Brat album. Amanda Kerberg, a digital media expert from Arizona State University, breaks down why this is exactly what Gen Z wants in a political candidate.
It's very, very honest, very open. But someone who says dumb things sometimes. So it's kind of like pushing back against the overly like filtered, overly perfect clean girl aesthetic and embracing being messy.
After Biden endorsed Harris, it wasn't long before the internet was full of memes and videos of what looks like Harris dancing to songs off Brat. With Harris being a much younger candidate and Brat having that youthful energy to it, that has allowed her campaign to grasp the aesthetic with both hands. Before Joe Biden dropped out of the presidential race, many young Democrats were not feeling excited to vote. Noah Scott is a recent graduate from UNR and a big fan of Charlie XCX. He says that before Harris entered the picture, he felt that Biden struggled to appeal to his young audience, but he is now fired up for the Harris campaign.
I think that, you know, embracing this whole like Brat summer, Brat aesthetic for her has been really interesting. It's something that I've been very like kind of excited about just because I think it's really cool to see someone like at such a high level be able to use this and like embrace this and actually do something with the campaign that feels connected to Gen Z and trends with Gen Z.
Charlie XCX herself kicked off this trend, stating in a post on X, "Kamala is Brat," after Harris became the apparent nominee. This pushed the strategy even further. Kerberg says this, along with the viral edits of Harris on TikTok, has reinvented the way that people can talk about politics.
It's been such a sort of fun way to participate in political discourse. Like, does this look like the kind of classic deliberation of democratic society that, say, the founders expected? No. But is it serving, I think, a lot of the same purpose? Yes.
Young Democrats are excited to vote for Harris, not just because of her relatability to Gen Z, but because they feel that she will actually address their top issues. Many young Democrats were still going to vote for Biden, but they weren't really thrilled about it. This is how Alex Villaseñor, a Reno bartender, felt.
You could see that maybe he wasn't up to par anymore, but I definitely couldn't allow for somebody like Donald Trump to get back into office, especially with so many things at stake this election.
He fears that Republicans in the Supreme Court and Congress are a threat to democracy, but is confident that Harris can prevent this if she wins.
The decision to overturn Roe v. Wade was a really big thing, and luckily Kamala has been very, very outspoken about that. Even as VP, that was something that she championed. And so seeing her as president, I know that she would do a whole lot more to make sure that other things don't get overturned.
The energy towards Harris shifted seemingly overnight. Her approval rating shot up from 35% to 46%. She broke records with donations for her campaign and received thousands of new volunteers. Marcus Kemmelmeyer, a professor of sociology at UNR, says that this sudden momentum in her campaign is very unusual.
You will see that in the history books, quite frankly. This quick excitement, this release of pent-up energy and pent-up money is absolutely historic. The United States has never seen anything like this.
Kemmelmeyer says that this new traction for Harris and her campaign could ultimately give her a much better shot at winning the election. Nick Stewart, KUNR News.